And William, you're of course in the very heart of New York City, where the great all the foment of the of New York and its new jazz scene. How did you all ever meet?
Well, actually, Canada plays a major role in that, because I was subscribing to Bill Smith's Coda, that wonderful jazz magazine, which is kaput now. Is it no longer? I don't know. Anyway, and in the February March issue of 1986, there was an article about this young bass player named William Parker, and I actually dug it out, took a look at it last night. And there was something, it was an interview with him, and there was something in that, in his attitudes, not only toward music and art, but toward the world and toward society and toward the people, that really rang gongs in me, not even bells. And I wrote him a letter. I can't even remember how I found out how I got an address, but I wrote him a fan letter and sent him a book, and William responded and sent me a record, and this began a friendship that and then we started trading books and records, and this was before CDs, things developed from there.
An extraordinary meeting. One of the things that we talked about a bit earlier was what I took from what you were saying is that you are both involved in very spiritual projects, and that this is your work and its presentation to a public is active in the realm of the spirit, and I was, I guess, and William, you mentioned that you found the work was essential to your personal well-being, your personal survival. But I guess I wanted to go back and ask to touch that base again and to say, I mean, how do you, in this, how can the music and the work activate the spirits of those around us?
Affect people?
Yeah, affect people, the change. Perhaps we've gone over this all already, but I'm facing this question of how art works in the world, and the spiritual quest. And so I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit more about the project of the spiritual project, which activates your art.
Okay. Well, eventually, the person who was sick on her bed began to move, and began to react to this vibration that this one singer was singing out. And after another hour or so, the singer was really in a trance state and really singing out, and the person who was sick, not feeling well, began to get up off of her bed and dance. So that was the origin of the musician, because before that, everyone sang, and it was just singing. But this person came above the chorus and became a soloist, and became a... what she could do was special, and you had the birth of a musician. So a musician is someone who basically has the power to heal people through sound. Okay, you call it musician or muse, physician, spirit catcher, shaman. But these people have the ability to, through their what they vibrate, to move people. And it gets inside of them, and they're moved. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's just like stepping out in the rain. When you step out, you get wet. You know, and that's just how it is. It's that simple, and that it's not complicated at all. And once it happens, you're changed for life. I mean, it's with you your entire life, and you will always go to that source to be moved. It's like your new mother and your new father, and your newborn child. It really, really just changes your life. So once it happens, you don't even question it. You don't. You just really, your whole thing is just transformed into another light, and you just know exactly where it is, what's happening with it, and you begin to accept it. You know, like we have a record called Through Acceptance of the Mystery Peace, words by Kenneth Patchen, and that's what it's about. It's these kind of things, you don't really question it, you just accept it, and in accepting it, you begin to learn how the intricacies of exactly how it works. You know, that there are systems, there are tones you can play. Like when you know, you have a stomach ache, one can play a stomach ache rhythm. You have a headache, one can play a headache rhythm. So when you're playing, when I'm playing the bass, in the early days especially, I'm thinking of certain things that I'm projecting out into the audience, into the music. You know, like every note, every time I hit a certain note, I'm sending it out to the kids in India who aren't even hearing the music, you know, trying to uplift them, trying to heal them. It's like projecting the sound out there, projecting the meaning in the sound, in the words, in whatever art you're doing. And so that's kind of how the beginning stages of how it works for me that I'm aware of. And it just keeps growing out of that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, what I could add to that is that I lived in New York for many years. I love cities, but I live, as you know, Fortner, since you've been to our place, in an extremely remote place. It's 35 miles in any direction of the compass to a traffic light. I need that kind of silence and isolation in order to listen for the words coming to me from what I call the other side. And I mean, William would call it the sound stream coursing through the universe that he taps into and pulls down. But that kind of silence is where I am able to hear the words coming to me that make up the poems that I write. And so I guess that, in terms of, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I one of the reasons I live where I live, and it's the source of the wellspring of the stuff that comes to me.
Now, I'm hoping that you all will be able to do another piece from the Songs for a Suffering World that you're going to do this evening at the Casa del Populo.
Well, we'll do the little beginning. Yeah. We have a little Buddhist prayer at the beginning that will, short little thing that we'll do. Where do you want it?
Yo, this is Amadou from Positive Black Soul, and y'all listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Peace.
This is the way we open the program.
Hopefully something good will sing through me. Hopefully something good will sing through me. Making the mystery clearer, making the mystery clearer. Hopefully something good will sing through me, hopefully something good will sing through me, making the mystery clearer, making the mystery clearer, hopefully something good will sing through me, hopefully something good will sing through me, making the mystery clearer, making the mystery clearer. Touch the soil with my hands, touch the soil with my hands, making the mystery clearer, hopefully something good will sing through me, hopefully something good will sing through me, making the mystery clearer, making the mystery clearer. In the thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket, he lay in the thicket. In the thicket, in the thicket,
may
in the
I
thicket,
be peaceful
lay,
and happy.
He lay in
may
the thicket,
I be healthy and strong.
Without food, without
may
shelter.
May I be free from fear.
Without food, without
may
shelter.
May I be filled with loving
in the
kindness.
Thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket, he lay.
May
lay
you
in the thicket,
be peaceful
lay
and happy.
In the thicket,
may you be healthy and strong.
With only the word.
May you be free from
making
fear.
The mystery clearer.
May you be
making
filled with loving kindness.
Clearer. Hopefully something
may
good
President Musharraf
will
and Prime Minister Vajpayee, Ariel Sharon and
good
Yasser Arafat,
will sing through
George
me,
Bush
making
and Osama
the mystery
bin Laden,
clearer, making
Jean
the mystery clearer.
May they all be
the
peaceful and happy.
Hands,
may they be
the
healthy and
clearer,
strong.
Making the mystery
may they be free
clearer,
from fear.
Something good
may they all
will sing
may they
through
all,
me.
May they all
making the
be filled with
clearer,
loving kindness.
In the thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket, he lay. He lay in the thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket. He lay in the thicket, without food, without shelter, without food, without shelter. In the thicket, in the thicket, in the thicket, he lay in the thicket, to live one day with only the word, making the mystery clearer. Making the mystery clearer, making the mystery clearer.
Thank you very much. So you all, tonight's show at the Casa, begins at doors open at 9:30 will be an opening set, and then you'll come on and the show lasts. How long is the?
Oh, I don't know. A little over an hour.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It runs, and of course, tickets are $12 at the door at the Casa. A show not to be missed. One of the things William brought into the studio is a new piece, a private recording of a concert given entitled "The Distillation of Souls," and the distillation of souls. Where did this title come from?
Okay, this concert was we did a series of concerts at a place called Quando, which is on Second Avenue near Houston Street, that the city. Actually, well, now it's taken possession of, but it's a it was an art center, and we did a show called Up From the Ashes, which was an artistic response to 9/11. And part of my program, I did a little over an hour-long piece called Distillation of Souls, and it was for the Little Huey Creative Music Orchestra and kamunko, which is a Korean instrument like a koto. It's a precursor to the koto, and that was played by Jenny Kim. And it was just basically my reaction to one of my reactions to the events that happened. And to the temperament that was in New York at the time and the world, and also my reaction to the bombing of Afghanistan. So I think you're going to hear the very last section of the concert, and I think it features a Rob Brown on alto saxophone as a soloist.
On CKUT 90.3 FM from the private recordings of William Parker, Distillation of Souls. Probably doing exactly the same thing tonight at Casa del Popolo if you venture down for this special edition of the SUNY per il Popolo Festival. of music. Today, William Parker and David Budbill, their collaborations, and they'll be doing songs for a suffering world, two selections of which we heard today. I wanted to thank the both of you for coming in. I wish you a great performance tonight. I wanted to thank Fortner Anderson for animating the discussion and for blessing the community with some performances. There's great versatility that we haven't talked about, both in your individual careers. One of the things in preparing for this program and becoming familiar with your collaboration, I listened to the disc a couple of times, Zen Mountains, Zen Streets. We heard one selection from there. One of the contents, lyrically, textually, is age, time, the seasons, the Zen and balance of those things that you're able to talk about, from the marsh marigolds to the passing of the seasons. And I was wondering how the two of you collaborated on this broader question of time, and how the instrumental and musical aspects and concepts of time fuse together in improvisation and in collaboration, and how this, over this long line of life that isn't quite a circle that you describe in some of your poetry, how the two of you are able to deal with time and how that infuses itself in your work.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, it's really a mystery or a miracle or something, the way William and I work, because we get together to put these pieces together a few days ahead of the gig. Like, I think it was Zen Mountains, Zen Streets, we had 3 days. And William comes with, I got the text, or I got maybe 10 times as many poems as we're going to use. And William has this book after book after book of tunes that he's written. And we start just, I don't know what we do. We just start messing around. Is that what we do? And something evolves. I mean, this works, this doesn't work. Let's do this, let's do that. And slowly, over a couple of days, 3-4 days, we put the piece together. And then, of course, when we get on the road, it starts to change a little bit, maybe a lot. But I'm always amazed at what, when we put this early version of Songs for a Suffering World that we'll be doing tonight, when we did the early version last November, we got together, I think we had 2.5 days before our first performance, and it's really, I really don't know how it works. I mean, I can't answer this specific question about time. I mean, that's something that is a very deep interest of mine personally. I know that reading with William, I mean, when we go on the road together, then when we come off the road and he goes home and I go out and do solo readings, I mean, I feel like I'm just naked out there. I just hate it, you know. And that's one of the reasons I started to play those bowls, and I'm starting to play my shakuhachi a little bit, because it's so difficult after we've done our thing together, and with all this musical support and the way you can lay a line of words out across a line of music, and play against it or play with it or play above, or, I mean, before or after the beat or on the beat. I mean, just the way you can put those words with the music, I mean, it's so exciting, and it's tough to go solo after that, you know.
Yourself, how do you deal with the time element? Does, when you hear a poem of his talking about aging and death or time, and does that inspire something, or do you see relationships in your approach to music in terms of improvising or composing some of the music that you perform?
Well, I think, you know, the words, you know, call out, and the music seems to catch the word in mid-flight. And then it lands together. So, and that's sort of how it happens. It's not like a conscious thing. It's sort of, it's a very intuitive thing. It's almost like playing, when you're playing a set of music, and the music is very fast, and you have to make second-by-second decisions that of what to play next, of where to move, of how to move your hands. And this process is just slowed down a little bit, but I think it's the same process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're really doing a spontaneous landings and takeoffs, spontaneous inventions, alterations of color, and it comes from years and years of doing it, so that it's really second nature to know that, well, you don't do this, but use a subtler approach, because it's also like painting. You know, if you've got a white canvas, you don't want to use white because it doesn't show up. But if you just put a red dot here and a green, it comes out. And then if you have too much red and green, and you know you need maybe a little purple, a little yellow. But it's not, you don't really have the time to sit back for days and think about it. It really has to be done on the spot, because you really, because of economics, you don't have time. I mean, if you have like 6 months to write a piece of music, which you never have, I mean, at least I never have, in 6 months, I can write, I can write like, you know, you can write 300 and you can write a piece a day, you know. So you're used to in this music to work very fast and very and to make big things smaller and to make small things sound big. To really know how to take just a little bit of something and expand it. You know, how to use silence, how to take a little sound and mix it with silence, and it can last a whole piece. And how to blend very loud dynamics with soft dynamics, how to use combinations. I mean, one of the really things you learn to do is contrast. If you have two people or three people, they don't have to do the same thing. You know, if you're playing 4-4, I don't have to play 4-4. If you're playing fast, I can play slow. For every five notes you hit, I can play one note. For every one note you hit, I can play 10 notes if I want. So you have all these possibilities that take on a new logic. Okay, it's almost like if you look at like logic is the in realms of magic, logic is the lowest form of magic. Okay, and the highest form of magic is totally illogical to us, but it works. So it's sort of like tapping into these sources, and you can begin to put things together in just very, very nice ways.
Yeah, I think when we're, even though we have a text and there's words written down on a piece of paper and we have an idea where we're going within those sections, every moment, this moment is, what happens in the next moment is determined by this moment. So that what William does or I do now in many ways determines what happens next, and then that determines what happens next, and in terms of rhythmic laying stuff out rhythmically. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add, there isn't any one solution,
right? Yeah.
So like I mean, you begin with silence, and you're perfect then, right? Because you're, and then. You make your first sound, and then you're okay. Then you make your next sound, and then so it's almost like building an invisible bridge across a span. Doing this kind of thing, and so you have your next note or sound is very important in getting you across. But you have many, many combinations that will get you across that will work. And so it's just like, which is a help, because it's not like you can you only have like one thing that will work. Now, certain things will work better at that particular moment, but if you play it later on, it won't work. So that's also a challenge, when to say the right things,
right,
and how to say it. You know, right. if you have your text, which has its magic, but if you read it the wrong way, or you know, at one point, it won't work as well if you read it slowly the next time, or faster, or you let space in. So, but it makes it fun. It makes it you never get so that you're on top of it so much that it's right. you feel it's a challenge. It's not a challenge, and it is always sort of surprises you.
Well, that's what makes this music, in my opinion, or in this kind of art, more interesting than the popular music that we were talking about, because those people are always on top of it. They know exactly what's going to happen at every minute before they start. I mean, it's formulaic stuff, whereas this stuff is not. This stuff really does change from moment to moment. It really does. I had just one other thing, and that was that there's a section in the thing tonight about, in terms of time and death, there's a section of poems that I read, and William plays a pocket trumpet. Oh, you're going to play that tonight? I never know. they start out with a series of poems about meditating on your own death, and they work their way toward a kind of celebratory poem at the end. But I think it's so important to confront and your own death and to think about that, because that's what, to me, makes this life so precious and so valuable. And that's what also makes, you know, what's happening in India and Pakistan, or we Americans, not you Canadians, our war in Afghanistan, or the so-called war on terrorism, or what's happening in Israel and Palestine. It's what makes those things so achingly, painfully terrible, is that, we are here very, very briefly. And, you know, we're supposed to walk around and drink tea and make love and have fun. We're not supposed to be around shooting and killing each other. We're not supposed to do that.
Balancing the negative with the positive creative force of William Parker and David Budbill. They've been our guests, and Fortner Anderson, myself, Khalid, on Funky Revolutions. You're tuned to the People's Power Station in Mount Real, CKUT. Mr. William Parker and David Budbill are performing this evening at Casa del Popolo, 4873 Boulevard Saint Laurent. For more information, in the 514-284-3804. Thank you very much for coming in, Fortner. Thank you for orienting the discussion and sharing some of the information that you know about their creative backgrounds much more than I do. So thank you for coming in. You're the host
of
DromaText and Gray Matters, and the more lecture side for 1 hour, 7 to 8 p.m., Gray Matters, and then from 8 till 9 p.m., wordsmiths from around the world, including David Budbill. So we'd like to invite you down to participate in SUNY Per Il Popolo. The festival runs till June 23rd. And once again, thank you. Good luck tonight. And
thank you. Thanks for having us in.
It was my pleasure. And just to remind you, the thing, the concert, the work that is presented tonight by Mr. Parker and Budbill is called Songs for a Suffering World. My name was Khalid, and in light of the joy, the celebration, and the discussion we've just had, Mr. Parker has a new record with his quartet featuring Lena Conquest. It's called Raining on the Moon, and I've selected Song of Hope to take us out. CKUT 90.3 FM, 3 and 35 on the PM side of things. DJ Andy Williams coming up next.
Who I love. I love Siddhartha Gautama, Jesus of Nazareth, and Confucius, too. But mostly who I love is... I mostly love Lao Tzu, because out of him rises 2,000 years of sweet melancholy and desire for this life.
Yo, this is Amadou from Positive Black Soul, and y'all listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Peace.
Bebop, 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 hard bop. Maybe now the pain will stop. Bebop, 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 hard bop. Maybe now the pain will stop. Monkeys dead. Monk is dead. Bling chang, plitung, pang, shung, panama, nilna, bilna, 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 down. Bling chang, plitung, pang, shung, panama, nilna, bilna, 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 down. And then plitung, pang, all the things you want to be will be. And then plitung, pang, it will be for you, it'll be for me. Monkeys dead. Monk is dead. But it does not happen that a man spends his life playing piano tunes of his heart, riffing notes so blue they mark skid marks on pavements in parks, in liquored after hour haunts, in music metropole Harlem, New York, bebop capital of the world, in vain. No monk, no. Play monk, play. No monk, no. Play monk, play. Blue, black, steamy, tropical nights for you, monk. A carnival of spirits, body bold and hollers in the wind for you, monk. Kenny Clark, shimmering cymbals, monk. A tapestry of bebop dreams. Play monk, play. Play monk, play. Play straight, no chaser, monk. Blue monk, underground monk. Ask me now. Ask me now. Well, you needn't, monk. Ruby, my dear, sweet and lovely, round midnight, brilliance, 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 brilliant corners, Panonica played twice, two takes, mysterioso, mysterioso, Baloo, Baloo, Bolivar Balooza, just a glance at love, Thelonious. Swing, bam sha swing, bling chang, play tung pang shung, panama dilna bilna 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 down. Bling chang, play tung pang shung, panama dilna bilna 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 down. Monk, 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 Harlem pianist, stride your steps. Call trains playing spirituals in the dark for you, monk. Keep on hammering fingertips on ivory. Scott Joplin and an army of pianists entertain for you, monk. New Orleans bands march your blues, monk. Kansas City blues, monk. Chicago blues, monk. New York City Big Apple blues, monk. Conjure memories, memories, memories of a Mississippi night for you, monk. Voodoo, Halloween, bebop, ghost, forever chant out your name. A monkey's the things that you did with your life, all the funky notes you've ever played. Voodoo, Halloween, bebop, ghost, forever chant out your name. A monkey's the things that you did with your life, all the funky notes you've ever played. All the funky notes you've ever played. Bum 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 V. Can I hear you say, give monk the good life? Yeah, yeah. Bum 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 V. Can I hear you say, give monk the good life? Yeah, yeah. Bum 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 V. Can I hear you say, give monk the good life? Bebop, 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 hard bop. Maybe now the pain will stop. Bebop, 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 hard bop. Maybe now the pain will stop. Monk is dead. Monk is dead. Monk lives. Bling chang, pli tung pang.
Word, sound, have power. CKUT 90.3 FM. And in the city of Mount Real, semi-gorgeous day I'd love to thank William Parker and David Budbill for their performance and words as well as my colleague from Thursday evenings, Fortner Anderson, for animating the discussion. Mr. Parker and Mr. Budbill will be doing Songs for a Suffering World, improvisation and duo, multi-instruments and words, and they're down at Casalpo del Popolo tonight. I'd like to thank them for putting up as well with my technical inefficiencies today. I don't know, if I'd been flying a real mothership and not this beautiful one known as CKUT, we would have smashed into some asteroid for sure. Followed this set, started the set with a piece from William Parker's quartet. It's the new album, Raining on the Moon, and features a very soulful and soul background singer called Lena Conquest. The quartet is William Parker on bass, Rob Brown on alto and flute, Lewis Barnes on trumpet, and Hamid Drake on drums. We heard Song of Hope. And then Clifton Joseph from Toronto, dub poet extraordinaire, one of the original foundations of the Canadian scene, and Monk Is Dead, scatting his way through that. CKUT 90.3 FM, Andy Williams is in the house as we head into the, oh my god, last 10 minutes of the flight with this mothership. We'll be back after these brief messages. CKUT 90.3 FM, around the world, on the World Wide Web, CKUT.ca. Sounds of the Casa del Popolo. A few moments and minutes to hear some other powerful words with selected by Andy Williams. Just want to give you a couple of notices next Saturday in terms of rhymes and rhythms. Rhythms and rhymes at Cafe Campus on the 15th of June next Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. Features hip-hop, jazz-funk collaborations, BU The Knowledgeist, Butter Babies, Kobayashi, and DJ Godfather D, as well as the host Swift Rock. Following that, week following that, Friday, June the 21st, down at Cola Note, Mental Revolutions, multi-dimensional hip-hop, going from Raga Zouk hip-hop soul to Haitian folklore and capoeira, Butter Babies, Cat Burglars, Lou Pienza, The Pot Roast Orchestra, Robbins, Ragweed MC, Black Pearl, as well as other manipulators and selectors. CKUT 90.3 FM. And we're not going to have time to rush into other forms of hip-hop rhythms and such. Just to say that it was nice to see De La Soul last night. Strange crowd down at area. But except Plug 3 scratched on CD players. No insult to you, Professor. But Plug 3 from De La Soul, he had a setup like this. CD players, no vinyl. It was kind of shocking to an old schooler like me. No one's upset by this. All right. DJ Andy Williams, 8:03 and 54 on the PM side of things. I have to thank your patience, CKUT listeners, because today I'm just not flowing as zen as our guests were. Reminding you also that the grand prize draw for our annual funding drive, for those of you who pay your pledges by the 18th of June, our grand prize is June the 19th at 5 p.m. So come in and pay your pledge. Remember, we're open from 11 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and often on Saturdays. Peace unto you. Andy Williams, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah. You have a good show last night. David Besware doing the Brass Knuckles.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It brought me into two different places. I was conscious of what was going on with the David Besware thing. Show, and then when I got to Blizzards to do my DJ gig, it was just like, where am I? And I realized, you know, it brought me back down to earth. I was in my own little city, in my own little cocoon.
Beautiful, and, huh?
Yeah.
William Parker, who was our guest, is the bass player of that quartet, David S. Ware. And we didn't get around. I was one of the main questions I wanted to ask William today was he's one of the most abstract yet funkiest of players that I've heard live with the bass. When I The last show with Matthew Schiff last year was stunning. And as abstract as it got, it was incredibly funky music. So a lot of soul and talent, and encourage you to go see the show tonight. So we don't have we got 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, sorry. This piece is only 2 minutes long. It's from The Last Poets with Afia Pudim and Omar Ben Hassan and Nilaja.
Can we mention that William Parker, he just as he was leaving the studio, mentioned early collaborations with individual,
individual
members of The Last Poets.
That's right.
So I guess we can speculate that he was collaborating with creative spoken word crafters and other performers for part of most of his career, I would guess. Beautiful stuff.
As the last poster would say, jazz poetry.
Jazz poetry. On CKUT, a little selection from Andy Williams. My name is Khalid. This is the Mothership Connection we call Funky Revolutions. Peace to you. Hold on tight to the Mothership and the People's Power Station.
True blues ain't no new news about who's been abused. For the blues is old in my stolen soul. I sang the blues when the missionaries came, passing out Bibles in Jesus' name. I sang the blues in the hull of the ship, beneath the sting of the slave master's whip. I sang the blues when the ship anchored the dock, my family being sold on a slave block. I sang the blues being torn from my firstborn, and hung my head and cried when my wife took his life and then committed suicide. I sang the blues on a slave master's plantation, helping him build his free nation. I sang the blues in the cotton field, hustling to make the daily yield. I sang the blues when he forced my woman to beg. Lord knows how I wish he was dead. I sang the blues on the run, ducking the dog and dodging the gun. I sang the blues hanging from the tree in a desperate attempt to break free. I sang the blues from sun up to down, cursing the master when he wasn't around. I sang the blues.
This is Madness, Pivotal Record, and Radical Cry. CKUT 90.3 FM, this has been The Mothership. Wishing you peace and love. We'll see you next Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. And last week we did some stuff on the G8 meetings. There, G8 is meeting to discuss profiteering, general corporate agendas, and something about making Africa a more efficient place to do business. NEPAD, we gave you some information last week. We'll need to correct some of the stuff. I did a bit more research. So next week, a little bit about G8 and the protests taking place in Ottawa to protest the in solidarity with those who go all the way to Alberta, Kananaskis. And that's the 26th, 27th of June. We'll give you some list of activities as well. Speak with some other peoples who'll give us more information. We'll have some guests. And, of course, the roots, the presence, and the future of the music we call funk from around the world. So until next week, for your mind, your ass will follow. I was Khalid. Thanks to Andy. And this goes out to another selection of prayer, as it were, to the people of Pakistan, India, particularly those of Kashmir, sandwiched between the raging two. CKUT 90.3 FM. See you next week. Coming up, Howard Stretch Carr and the West Indian Rhythms crew. Ciao.
We don't want C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.